This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, if you're involved in growing a business, you know this headache. The constant battle against, well, wasted ad spend.
Mm.
You're pushing for high-value clients, but it feels like your budget just vanishes into this huge general bucket, right? Hoping something sticks.
It's a huge drain, especially when predictable leads are, you know, the lifeblood of scaling. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today into lookalike audience creation.
Right.
Our sources frame this as maybe the single most powerful tool out there for tackling that predictability problem in scaling.
So our mission today really is to cut through the jargon, show you how lookalike audiences can shift your marketing from just, well, expensive guesswork to something much more like a data-driven prediction engine. Okay, so let's unpack this. Lookalike audience creation. Fundamentally, it's about what? Making a blueprint of your best customers.
Exactly. Your best ones, the ones with the highest lifetime value, the LTV. And then you tell these huge ad platforms, go find millions more people like these specific people.
Based on data, not just guessing.
It's taking the gold you already have and, well, multiplying it.
Okay, which brings up the question. How does this actually work? How is it so much more precise than, say, traditional targeting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, before this, we might target based on pretty simple things like job title.
Right. CEO or interest, cloud computing. Very broad, a bit blunt, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, what's fascinating now is just how sophisticated the mechanism is. When you hear machine learning here, it means platforms like Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, they're not just looking at the surface stuff. Mm-hmm. They analyze hundreds, maybe thousands of these hidden behavioral signals linked to your actual customer base.
So if I give them my list of top clients, what signals are these machines actually latching onto?
They're looking for what marketers often call signal strength. And this covers, I mean, everything. How fast your best clients scroll their feeds, what topics they engage with, even outside your industry. The frequency of their online buying, even the type of device they use or the time of day they usually make purchases. And crucially, the sources point out platform differences. LinkedIn's going deep on professional data,
right,
while Facebook has this massive pool of consumer behavior data to draw from.
So the machine takes all that, synthesizes it into a kind of unique signature, almost like a digital twin of my ideal client, and then hunts for that signature across millions of users.
Precisely. And the goal is what we call precision targeting at scale. It lets you focus your ad budget, often your tightest resource, only on prospects who, statistically, show an almost identical likelihood to convert, stick around, and have high LTV.
You cut out the waste.
You drastically reduce showing ads to people who are never going to buy your thing anyway.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. Finding millions of clones of my best customer, that's the dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
But hang on. If the machine finds millions, aren't we kind of back to square one? Pouring money into a giant net again.
Mm.
How do we make sure we're finding lookalikes who are serious buyers, not just, you know, good browsers?
That is an excellent, critical question. And it leads us straight into the next key piece, maybe the foundational rule here. Quality in, quality out.
Ah, okay.
The lookalike process, it can only scale the quality you feed it. If you give the algorithm, say, a list of a million emails from people who grabbed a free PDF 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You'll get an audience that's really good at downloading free PDFs, but probably terrible at buying your, you know, $50,000 enterprise software.
So the source audience, the seed list, it has to be really carefully chosen, hyper-curated.
Absolutely. The sources couldn't be clearer on this. The single biggest success factor is starting with high-quality, relevant customer data. And we need to define high quality.
Right.
We're talking specifically about lifetime value. LTV. That's the total revenue you expect from a customer over their entire relationship with you. It's not just the first sale. It's about retention, predictable income.
So strategically, it's a big difference. I shouldn't just dump my whole CRM in there.
No, definitely not. The sources give a perfect counterexample. Do not use that broad email list. Instead, build your model from, say, your top 100 or maybe top 1,000, paying clients the ones with the highest LTV and the best retention rates.
You're teaching the machine what real value looks like.
Exactly. And this focus on LTV, not just clicks or initial conversions, is what makes the difference between success and, well, failure.
Got it.
And actually, here's where we need to mention a crucial technical point, one that often gets missed. the sources really emphasize you need a minimum volume for the model to work well.
Okay.
It varies a bit by platform, but generally you need a seed audience of at least 1,000 high LTV customers. Mm. If you try to build a lookalike from just say 50 names, the algorithm just struggles to find statistically significant patterns. The results get really diluted, less effective.
Ah, that's a really practical piece of advice. So minimum 1,000 high LTV customers for the seed list.
Sure.
And if we get that data quality right, focus on LTV,
right,
the results should follow.
They really should. This careful, high-quality sourcing generates the right leads. And that translates directly into measurable business wins. Much less wasted ad spend, much higher click-through rates because the ads are just super relevant.
Right.
And ultimately, a lower cost per acquisition, your CPA. It really turns your marketing budget into an engine, not just a leaky tap.
That improves CPA, that predictability.
Yeah.
That's what business leaders are chasing. So let's pivot to the strategic so what. How does getting this technical part right translate into real B2B growth for leaders focused on scaling efficiently?
Okay, connecting it to the bigger picture. Lookalike audience creation offers strategic advantages that directly impact things like cash flow and market access, not just marketing metrics.
Right.
The sources lay out four specific high-level benefits really tailored for scaling businesses.
Okay, walk us through those. Maybe starting with scaling beyond your current network.
Yeah, number one, scalable lead generation. Once you've got that lookalike profile based on your ideal high LTV customer, you essentially have a portable blueprint.
Right.
This lets you expand maybe into new countries, Europe, Asia, whatever, or new industry verticals. And you can do it without spending years building brand recognition or manually trying to find leads. You immediately know where to aim your ads in that new market.
And for B2B companies, breaking that reliance on just referrals,
yeah,
that's huge.
Exactly. That's benefit number two, reduce dependency on referrals. Look, referrals are great. They're high quality. But if that's all you rely on, your growth is totally tied to your sales team's personal networks and hustle. That puts a real cap on scaling. Lookalikes help generate a steady, predictable flow of inbound interest.
It smooths things out.
It insulates you from that typical B2B roller coaster of long lead times and unpredictable pipelines.
Okay. Then there's the money angle we keep circling back to.
Benefit three, the dramatic improved ROI on ad spend. This is the financial foundation. By cutting out impressions to the wrong people and focusing only on those who look just like your most profitable clients, you make every dollar work harder. You spend less to get more conversions. Simple as that.
And the last one, using this when you launch something new.
Yeah, the fourth benefit is faster visibility for new services. If you're rolling out a new product or service line, you don't need that long, drawn-out beta phase just to find your audience.
Mm.
Using a lookalike audience gets your new thing immediate traction with people who are already proven to be open to new solutions and willing to spend on high-value stuff.
Okay, this is clearly a powerful strategy, but it sounds like it needs real commitment, both from leadership and technically. So for someone listening who's ready to actually do this, let's frame the steps more like strategic choices, not just a checklist.
That's a great way to put it. It really breaks down into four strategic leadership decisions.
Step one, we've kind of hammered home already, choosing the source.
Yes. Step one, identify and define your best clients. And this means getting really rigorous about defining LTV, high retention, customer profitability. The leadership team has to agree on the criteria for that perfect customer before you even touch the data.
And what about the data itself, that headache we mentioned?
Leads straight to step two, strategic investment in data hygiene. This is honestly where a lot of efforts fall down. Leaders have to commit resources, time, maybe budget to cleaning and deduplicating that customer list before it gets uploaded.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. The platform needs clean, up-to-date identifiers, emails, phone numbers, customer IDs to do its job accurately, to map those behaviors. It feels like an upfront cost, but it pays off massively in ROI later.
Okay, clean data, then step three. This is where the testing comes in, moving beyond just one lookalike.
Right. Step three is segment smartly and test variations. You should never just create one lookalike and call it a day. The smart strategic move is to segment your source data based on different profitable behaviors and test those segments against each other. See which one gives the best ROI.
Can you give an example? Different behavioral profiles.
Sure. Think about the difference between building a lookalike from your absolute top spenders versus one built from your most frequent buyers.
Right.
The top spenders, maybe they're high touch clients, respond well to personal outreach, premium pricing. Their lookalike profile might skew towards, say, professional success signals, maybe luxury consumption patterns.
Right.
Whereas the frequent buyers, maybe they value consistency, membership benefits, predictable service, bundled deals. Their lookalike profile might lean more towards signals of efficiency, budgeting behavior, routine online engagement. Their underlying motivations are different.
And testing those segments might show one vastly outperforms the other for a specific campaign goal.
Exactly. You're not just finding people who look similar on the surface. You're trying to find people with similar motivations to buy.
I like that distinction, finding similar motivations.
Which needs ongoing attention. And that brings us to the final strategic step. Refine with analytics and adjust investment. Lookalike audiences aren't static. They degrade over time.
Mm.
Market conditions change. Consumer behavior shifts.
Mm.
Their signal strength decays. So you have to track performance religiously, understand which segments are really delivering that high LTV, and crucially, be ready to keep uploading fresh, high-quality data to refresh those models.
It's an engine, but it needs regular maintenance.
And frequent recalibration of where you put your money based on what's working now.
Okay. So let's bring this all together. We started with that common frustration, wasted ad spend, lack of predictability,
mm-hmm.
and we've drilled down into a solution that's built on data, rigor, and smart segmentation.
Mm-hmm.
Lookalike audience creation seems to transform marketing from that guessing game into a much more predictable growth engine, fundamentally by finding and then multiplying the right kind of people, those mirroring your best, highest LTV clients.
Precisely. And that idea of refinement, of smart segmentation testing top spenders versus frequent buyers, that's really the key long-term takeaway here. You shouldn't just find lookalikes once. You should always be hunting for the next most valuable segment.
Right.
Which really raises a crucial question you should be asking yourself after listening to this. Beyond just spend amount or purchase frequency, what other niche segments hidden in your existing customer base could be the blueprint for your next wave of growth?
For instance, are you looking at the behavioral data of customers who engage most with your training content? Or maybe clients who consistently leave those 5-star reviews?
Or even perhaps those who only seem to buy during specific seasons or in response to certain types of promotions?
Hmm.
By digging deeper, by segmenting your existing data based on these more subtle behavioral cues, you unlock the potential to create these hyper-focused lookalike audiences that consistently outperform the last batch.
That next level of segmentation. That's where the real sustainable scaling efficiency comes from.
That's exactly it. Continuous learning, continuous segmentation.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.